As a child in her native country, Guinea, Saran and several other little girls from her neighborhood underwent the practice, which is also known as cutting.
I remember that we were caught by a doctor, and afterward, I recall having some pain for a few days, but nothing else after that. When I grew up, I asked my mother why she let me go through it. And she told me that in the beginning, she didn't give her consent, but because of the family's pressure, she had to give up. And so my feeling about being cut is like they stole something from me, because nobody asked me if I wanted to be cut. Even though I was about 6, if somebody had explained to me that it was going to be painful, I would have said, no, I don't want to go through it.
Saran Diobate told her story alongside Angelique Kidjo at a press conference at the United Nations. She believes there is no reason for FGM to continue.
For that, we need a collective effort by educating people, communities actually. We also have to raise awareness on the continent and educate people, let them realize that it's very dangerous, it has serious consequences, such as childbirth complications, bleeding, infections. It would take some time before everybody accepts the idea that it's not good, but we have to keep working on it.
Perhaps Saran will live to see the total elimination of FGM. Thousands of communities across Africa have already moved to abandon the practice, according to the UN Population Fund, UNFPA. Babatunde Osetimihin heads the agency.
Female genital mutilation and cutting, in our view, is a clear violation of the fundamental rights of the woman and the girl. In our lifetime, we can put an end to this practice.
Babatunde Osetimihin, Executive Director of the UN Population Fund, UNFPA.